He told the guy, he said, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. Anybody got any haters in the building? Let me see your hand real quick. Got any haters in the building? Let me just see your hand real quick. Good. Write some of them down, right? Just write a name or two down. I just said, get it out your system, right? Just get it out your system. Look, people will hate on you. It's okay. As a matter of fact, I told y'all this before. Like, do me a favor. Do not dismiss your haters, because sometimes iron sharpens iron. Like, sometimes you need a little pressure to get to that next level. So do me a favor. Don't dismiss your haters. Some of the stuff they say is true. Like, don't dismiss all of it. Some of the stuff your haters say is true. Now, let me tell you something. Some of your haters are going to give you a perspective that your mama not going to give you, because your mama, she's going to always tell you this. For real, most of y'all mamas, now some of us have different mamas, but most of our mamas are going to tell us that, like, my mom not going to do that. But I'm saying most mamas, they just going to, you know, you're right. They're not going to really chastise you. So you need your haters, because your haters are going to point out stuff, right? So we're not going to dismiss our haters altogether. We're going to listen to them, we're going to hear what they're saying, and we're going to make sure that their perspective is wrong or right, and we take the stuff that we can take, the stuff that we can't use, don't worry about it. Now, we went with the haters, but I'm going to be real with you. The loudest voice is your voice. That's the loudest voice is your voice. Like, you will talk yourself out of some stuff. Come on, be real. Anybody in the room, you had a dream or a goal, you talk yourself out of it. Come on, just let me see your hand. You talk yourself out of it. Look, I need you to do me a huge favor. All that other stuff I said, great. But this is the most important one. If you can learn to talk positive to yourself, if you can learn to motivate and encourage yourself when you're going through tough times, this the one that's going, this the money one right here, this the money ball. This the money ball. When you say, I want to be one of the top motivational speakers in the world, and you make yourself believe, for real, like, this is what I want y'all to do for me. You young, but this is where my life changed. My life changed when I said, you're going to die someday anyway. You're going to die, E. You ain't going to be living for 400 years. You're going to die. So don't be fake. Like, you don't want to put stuff out in the world, and then when you go, like, it's not the real you. Like, your message is going to last much longer than you going to last. So you might as well just go. Don't talk yourself out of it. For real, can I be honest? You blew that test out. You knew all the information. You talked yourself out of it when the test came. Like, you knew everything before the test came. You read it when you did the quiz. All the little stuff that she sent you, he sent you, like, you was killing it. But as soon as you walked in, he was like, A, no, not A. It can't be A. B, no, no, not B. Maybe it's C, okay, not C, okay. Maybe it's C, no, not C, it's A. Like, you spent, and by the time you finished doing all of that, you answered 10 out of 50 questions. Because you spent all that time, like, talking yourself out of it. Like, when you walked in, look, for real, if there was no anxiety, no fear, no trepidation. Like, if you just went in there yourself and you didn't talk yourself out of it, you went in there, you probably would have got 100% on the test. 90-something, 85, easy. But you went in there and your brain started telling you all kind of stuff when you did the paper. You will doubt yourself. It's okay. You will doubt yourself. But stop. You need a sound mind. Stop doubting yourself. All right? You matter. You are unique. You are special. You are gifted. You are talented. You are gifted. You are talented. You're smart enough. Don't nobody tell you you're not supposed to be here. You here. Don't nobody tell you you're not supposed to be here. You here. You still listen to that foolishness, girl. It's hard. You are here. The hard part is over. You are in the game. Now I need you to do something while you're here. And you have what it takes, or you would not be here.